Here's our story for today, written by Ebenezer Bifubieka, tortured at 6.
I remember almost everything, although I was only 6. I would like to forget, but I can't. In the night when I'm depressed, when I hear a similar phrase on the street, when the scar on my foot hurts, I remember almost everything. We have fled 25 kilometers away from our war-torn town of Mbarara and are camping at our farm in Rempogo village, southwestern Uganda. It's mid-afternoon, hot and peaceful in the sunshine. My daddy, granddaddy and I are sitting on three-legged stools before our three-roomed thatched hut. We are listening to Radio Uganda. Ha! I see three tall men in army green uniform. They're invading our farm. They hurry through one paddock after the other. Their fierce movements remind me of a rumor that soldiers of war beat innocent people. Yesu! I mama. Baba! There come the soldiers. Maybe they have lost their way. I alert Baba while pointing at the soldiers in the farmland down the hill. Relax, my child, Papa says. They are just passing through. But the soldiers hurry towards us. Papa, let's run away. I ask Daddy with wobbly voice. Relax, he says again. The three soldiers hasten up the hill and walk towards our home. Soon, they reach our compound and stand before us. Two are dark, one is light-skinned. Each of them is carrying a rifle. One is holding an iron bar. Their uniforms have the silver pips of the Uganda army on their shoulders. You are welcome, Papa honors the three strangers. One of them slaps him in the face, making him fall straight to the ground. Baba quickly turns back, stares at them as he rubs his face. Murenda chivasevo, Baba asks them what they want in Ruchiga. Namaza, lala sini, leta pesa. The dark soldier holding an iron rod orders Baba in Swahili. I have no money, sir, Baba replies. He lies down and so does my granddaddy. The dark soldier kicks our radio away and ties Baba's wristwatch, pockets it, and starts hitting him. He strikes his buttocks, the thighs and arms, leaving his elbow bleeding. As the soldier flogs him, Baba screams out, Yesu! Yesu! We beg the torturers in Ruchiga to forgive him. Msasire! Msasire! Then my granddaddy explains, Don't kill my son! The dark soldier orders him to shut up and produce money. Bana banje! Titu innocente! Granddaddy responds in Ruchiga, pleading his poverty. Wacha maneno yako! The Swahili-speaking dark soldier warns him not to be stubborn. He shoves his hand inside daddy's and granddaddy's pockets, pulls out some coins from each and puts them in his own. The soldier summons our farm helper from the calf pen and orders him to round up all the family members weeding in the banana plantation. They all come. The soldiers ask my mommy to sit with her children on the big oven papyrus mat beside our kitchen hut. The soldiers force all the men to produce their graduated tax tickets or school identity cards. All their documents are valid. Keep your documents and lie down, the dark one orders. He gives each one of them a stroke of the lash. Go away! They run away rubbing their bruised buttocks. My eldest brother, Masiko, stays behind. The soldiers resume torturing my daddy and granddaddy. They strip them naked in our presence. Daddy tells them, We are born again Christians. Please have mercy on us. The soldiers ignore his appeal. They want him to shut up or else they will shoot him dead. I don't understand why these soldiers are so ruthless to us. Granddaddy beseeches the torturers, Don't kill us. The soldier with an iron bar hits Granddaddy on his forehead this time, and he falls flat on the ground. He struggles and sits up. Something strange happens. The blood flowing from his forehead somehow makes the sign of a cross on his chest. Speaking Runyankore, the light-skinned soldier wonders if my granddaddy is a witch. We all keep quiet. My grandma gets up from the mat, rushes into the heart. She returns with a basin half filled with rainwater. Starts rinsing the blood from Granddaddy's injured forehead. The dark soldier pushes her to the ground and the water pours onto her chest and face.
We weep. Please forgive them. I beg of you in the name of God. My mommy appeals to the soldiers in vain. I wail in fear, thinking of how I'm going to be an orphan.
The soldiers surround us. Grandma remains lying flat on her back, motionless. We think she has died. My eldest sister Ruth gets up from the mat, rushes and assists Grandma to get up. No sooner does Ruth start using her hands to wipe Grandma's face than the dark soldier stops her. Stop it! Go back and sit! Ruth goes back to the mat, sits and starts crying. The soldier asks my brother Masiko to go away. Masiko hides himself behind our nearby kraal. The dark soldier with a gloomy face cocks his rifle. He points it directly at my daddy's forehead. Before he can shoot, his bullet falls to the ground. The gunman searches his trousers pockets for another bullet. Something tells me to go, pick the bullet, and give it back to him. Despite the pain in my left foot that the bicycle spokes injured as we fled to this place, I limped forward. I picked up the bullet and handed it to him. I don't know why I have done this. The soldier stares at me for some moments and looks at his colleague. Later, the gunman aims the weapon at my daddy. This time, I boldly intervene. Let us pray first. The three soldiers look at each other. They frown in astonishment. Trembling, the brown soldier begs the others not to kill innocent people. His dark-skinned colleague turns and glares. He points at the peeps on his shoulders. Are you the one who gave me this rank? The brown soldier answers, were you given that rank to kill people? The two soldiers quarrel for about 5 minutes. The third soldier nods. I get scared. I limp back, join mommy on the mat and watch in horror. Eventually, they aim their rifles at daddy and granddaddy and command them to move to a nearby banana plantation. Stay there! One soldier orders us. Remain seated on the mat. The soldiers drive daddy and granddaddy to the plantation. We believe that the soldiers have isolated our parents to kill them. We mourn for them. About 2 hours later, we see them come back.
Mukamasimwe! My mommy thanks God in Ruchiga. She heaves a sigh of relief.
Alas, the soldiers are following them. Still on the mat, we wait to see what happens next. The soldiers walk away, reaching the farm gate. One of the dark soldiers turns back and shouts in Swahili,
Tutarudi!
Immediately, the dark soldier commands his comrade,
let's go.
They leave. Mommy interprets,
Tutarudi!
Means, we'll be back. We rise and mommy dashes to the hut and picks blankets. We flee to the next hill in Bubare village, 1 kilometer away. Leaving our herd of cattle behind, we camp in a roofless classroom without doors and windows for 7 days. Thank God it does not rain throughout our week-long stay. A fortnight later, the soldiers return to our home to Rempogo as they promised.
Luckily, we have departed. They find nobody
apart from our unmilked cows mourning about the farm. They live without harming or stealing anything. We return home to Rempogo at last. The twilight is drawing the day to a close, sinking in a blood red glow behind the banana trees. Oh, the soldiers are not there anymore, but they are still here in my head. And although I was only 6, I remember almost everything.